Fantastic to have you on the show, Danny Widler, as always. Some fairly tough news, I'm sure, when it comes to Parramatta news, and certainly that from Penrith as well on the injury front. But great to have you on.
Morning, gents. Before we get into that, Pup, did you hear what those blokes were saying about you while you're away?
I didn't, but I can only imagine. And I wouldn't dare listen to
them. Well, Denny joined in as well. Don't you try and get out of it, Danny.
No doubt either. I know what I'm in for when I walk out this door. Don't worry about that.
Mate, they had you in one of those waxwork joints.
It's okay.
The way you're looking.
Yeah, that's okay. Jealousy's a curse.
Well.
Jealousy is a curse.
But, mate, I haven't been game enough to go there, but I will now.
What?
Now that Denny's walked.
Well, you see me every day. You tell me. Tell me what you see. You see me every day. Do you see any difference? But
what happened in those photos?
I was under lighting. Right. I had makeup, and there was a filter on it, and it was one photo. Yet they made out.
Right.
They made out. I had liposuction, filler, and Botox.
Because you did look different,
mate. Of course I did. I just gave you three reasons why. Under lighting. You see me every day.
Oh, I do.
Do
see
I look any different to what I did a month ago? And if I'm going somewhere to get work done, trust me, it's not Pakistan.
hey, Pap, I need a bit of help. Can you give me some tips? Like, where I should go?
Work hard and be good to your mother.
What would be the first thing you do, Denny?
Oh, mate, chop the head off.
We'd all do, mate. We'd all go lipo. If we all had a choice, we'd all go lipo.
Yeah, get rid of the
Take a few off here.
Yeah.
Take me to that office.
Mate, they wouldn't have a machine big enough for me.
Nah, you're all right, mate. You're travelling okay. What about the news yesterday with the halfbacks? First, it was Nathan Cleary yesterday afternoon, and then Mitch Moses. Are they serious, Denny? Or how serious is Cleary? They're saying only a month, possibility of a month. But Mitch Moses is the one because they're saying it could be up to 3 months.
Yeah, Laurie, it was a big news day, like you said. And the Nathan one, so I got a message from his agent because I was trying to find out the exact severity of it. Penrith weren't giving any information up at all. I don't know why they were protecting it so heavily. But Nathan has told people that he is definitely out this week. He's got a small tear. He's some hope of next week, but most likely to play after the bye, which probably we're a hammy at this time of year. That would make sense, wouldn't it? I mean,
most definitely.
Pup, you're a hammy expert. You know how delicate they are.
Well, I said to the boys this morning, I think the major concern would be, is it the same hammy as last year? Because if it is, then they'll definitely take extra time to let it heal.
Well, I just think the time of year that they should they can afford to give it time now.
Yeah.
Nathan, they need him. They need him in September, October. That's when they really need him firing. So a couple of games here. And Penrith are that good that, yes, they will miss him, but they are a machine and they seem to produce players like in previous years. We saw Sean O'Sullivan, Jack Cogger, now got Schneider as well. So, there's blokes who can just slot into their system. They know their role. They are so well coached from a very young age all the way up, and they all play the same kind of footy. So, the machine goes on, doesn't it? But they will miss him, obviously.
Yeah, most I'm interested to see, and I know they play a role, the players that come in to replace Nathan, but I'm just wondering after the off-season that Penrith have had with Jerome now announcing that he's leaving and wanted to be the main man at the Tigers, whether they may look to change and go, there you go, Jerome.
Yeah.
You'll get the keys to the car for the next couple of weeks.
Well, I guess the West Tigers fans will be watching this, as will the West Tigers administration and coaching staff, because this is very much now Jerome's team to run, isn't it?
Yeah, most
definitely. We've got Yo there, and you've got other tremendous players as well. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's going to be just to see how Jerome goes and how he handles the step up. And he can do it. I speak to someone like Gus, and he tells you that Jerome was a halfback coming up, and he can run a side. And, he does play that electric footed play. But I had a chat to him, I think maybe last week it was, and he said he's putting a lot more time into studying, preparation, working out exactly, strengths and weaknesses of the opposition. So he's becoming more of, I guess, of a rugby league nerd, and I guess that, in a lot of ways, is preparation for when he runs, when he, you know, he's the CEO of the West Tigers next year.
So, what, you know, what do you make of the South chaos, buddy?
Oh, mate. I've covered so much South this year.
Yeah.
I was over in America with them. They were a happy camp, looked great, you know, but they just... There's definitely something wrong there.
What do you think? What do you think it is then, Denny? Because everyone can speculate and everyone can have their own opinions. Because some people will say it was senior players, and you know, Cody and Latrell have too much sway. Then others will say, well, it's just their attitude to the way that they're defending in the game. And if you get blown apart in the middle, you're always going to struggle against any team. Others will say the coach is not strong enough. And there's different reasons, and you're hearing different stories about why South aren't going well. Have you been able to sort of get to the bottom of it?
Laurie, I'd get some sort of award if I could, because they say it's all in their four walls, they're all okay. Like, I've been to a lot of their training sessions. They look like they're training pretty well. You know, they've had some niggling injuries here and there, but all clubs have. But look, I mean, Latrell gets blamed, but I don't think he's been, I don't think he's been terrible at all. I think he's been, you know, above average this year. So I don't know whether we can chuck everything at Latrell. You know, I don't think, like Cody would admit, he struggled with a calf injury coming into the season. I think he had a couple of them, actually. And that hasn't helped him at all. When South need him to hit his straps. And the whole halfback situation, they just, you know, chopping and changing your half after a couple of weeks. Did we see much difference on the weekend?
No, not a great deal.
No.
I didn't think the young halfback went too bad, to be fair.
He didn't go bad at all, but there wasn't
didn't
a huge
justify
difference.
Them dropping Ilias, in my opinion. No,
you wouldn't, yeah, you'd think that if you train with one bloke all off-season and you put your... You
know, give him more than two games, and he's a youngster as well.
They've given him a while in terms of years. Like, he's had... But he's a guy they invested in instead of Adam Reynolds. So they have to back him all the way, you'd imagine. So things must have been pretty dire for them to make that decision. And, yes, the coach is under extreme pressure. Did we expect South to win the first three games this year? Probably not. It's just probably the size of the defeat to the Roosters, who are their arch rivals, and that clash means everything. And they were wiped off the park totally. Mm. They weren't in the game. And yes, the Roosters are a good side, but you know, on paper, so are South. So it feels like there's something wrong there. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, you mentioned he's under pressure, and obviously any club and coach that loses three in a row is always going to be under pressure. But there's under pressure, and then your job's on the line. And that storyline started to circulate over the weekend that he may only have 3 weeks before South pull the trigger, depending on the results that go their way. Is that the way you're seeing it, or is he safe?
I believe that storyline came out of South. I don't think journos are plucking this out of thin air. I didn't break that story. But I think that the way that line of thinking has come out of South Sydney, I'd be shocked if a journo would just suggest that, you know what I mean? And we know how these things work. Or if someone says something to a journo and they go with it. Now, the issue here is, if they lose to the Bulldogs, that's when the you-know-what hits the fan. Simple as that. I think you've got to come a little bit of slack. You've got to realise that they had maybe a slightly disruptive start of the year. They played against some very good sides. But they lose to the Bulldogs. And if they got Sharks and Warriors, they should win. They need to win two out of those three, don't you think, to at least dull the noise.
I think this weekend dulls the noise a little bit. Weekend is so important for South.
Yeah. But, Laurie, they should win, shouldn't they?
I think they do. I'll be tipping them, but I'm tipping them on a little bit of hope too. And
you're tipping
him
on form 12 months ago.
Yeah, I am. If I'm purely looking at form, it's Bulldogs. But I get the feeling that they can win this game, and what happened to them last week was embarrassing. And if they're a United footy team, they turn it around. We'll learn a lot more about South this week than what we did last week, let me tell you.
Laurie, with that, like, the Bulldogs aren't going to lie down. The way that
they're playing this year. I know they've.
Well, they're competing hard.
Yeah, they're having a crack, and the way that they lost pretty badly to Cronulla, but I felt like that game could have gone either way. They had got a couple of ordinary decisions. Their competitiveness has been good in all their games. That doesn't guarantee you a win, but you know, they'll make South work hard for their points, and that's where if they can keep South close, South could get nervous. Yeah, and the Dogs don't. I mean, I know they've got 32 against the Titans. I don't know if they've got a heap of points in them every week.
Yeah.
But you know, South do. But what the Dogs have shown South how to do this year is to really have their hearts and minds in the game.
A few people are texting through, Danny, and I guess the primary sentiment on at least two or three of them is that they don't agree in terms of Latrell playing well, but it's more defensively. Do you feel as though he does have a few misgivings on that front, at least in the first few games that we've seen this season?
I'm not. When it comes to X's and O's and all that sort of stuff, I'm like everybody else. I just go on what I see. I wouldn't say I'm a Laurie Daly-style expert, but I don't think he's been terrible. I don't think he's the reason they're getting flogged.
Yeah, I think it's attitude, because I watch the way that they defend, and it all stems off the back of the aggression, the intent, the movement in the line, and what I've seen, I just haven't seen them be that committed to that part of the game. So until they improve that and all basic errors in the contest, they're not going to improve.
Well, they're conceding in more than 37 points a game on average.
Yeah, and that's Exhibit A. Exhibit A for
me. Is that the fullback?
Well, it's one thing I will say about Latrell, he's got to get better positionally. Because yep. there was a moment in time last week where the Roosters kicked it, and they kicked it from midfield, and it went to the middle of the field near the post, and the left winger, Alex Johnson, caught it. And I'm looking at that thinking, no. Unless Latrell's injured, that's the fullback's ball and responsibility every day of the week. What's a left winger doing over there in the middle of the field, late in the tackle count, and taking the fullback's ball? So for me, I would have loved to have seen Latrell catch that and return it.
Should he be playing centre, Laurie?
Well, I think it's something you've got to look at moving forward. And you know what? At the start of the year, people were asking me about Jack. You know, where's Jack best suited? And I still think he's best suited at centre. But I reckon if they need some aggression in defence and they need to get back to playing a more direct style early in the season and in round three, just to get them humming and not shifting the ball sideways as much as what they do, I think you nearly seriously got to look at Cody to half and Jack to 5'8" for this week, just to get that confidence, because Jack defensively is so good and he will bring that aggression and line speed that you're after. Whereas out in the centres, he can't really do that. So I'm nearly thinking, I've got to find a way to get this team humming a bit, and it's got to come off the back of the way they work in defence and how they get their line speed and aggression going. And I'm thinking that that's probably what I'd do this week.
Conversely, Loz, with Jack Whiten leaving the Raiders, have you been impressed from Canberra side of things in terms of players lifting and...
Oh, no, I haven't been... impressed, because that's what I thought they'd do. Mm-hmm. So I think what they've been doing is exactly how I thought it'd play out to start with. Because I said on the program when Jack even left, he's been a wonderful player. I could be one of the greatest that we've had at the club, but he's a running 5'8". He's a running 5'8". It's always easier to replace a running 5'8" than a ball player as a 7 or a 6.
Yeah, bandage on yesterday at training and didn't do a lot, which isn't a great sign, I guess, for South. I mean, I saw him hobbling a bit out on the field. But the interesting you say about thing about Jack Whiten, Laurie, is having spent a little bit of time around South, I've learnt that he's actually a fantastic leader. I didn't know that about Jack. I know he's had a bit of a wild child reputation, but amongst the playing group, they listen to him. He's front and centre of a lot of stuff. He's an energy sort of player, and
like he inspires people around him. And I was really, you know, that really opened my eyes to seeing him around the South Skies, watching him how he handled the public situations where, I don't know, like he was placed in promotional activities. You could just see that the South players looked to him to provide leadership, and he did it every time. So, yeah, he's got a big role to play for them.
Danny, from a Tigers point of view, I think it's fair to say a big relief for Benji Marshall and co. What a day it was for the Tigers faithful there at Leichhardt on the weekend. And it was kind of refreshing, given all the pressure, to see Benji enjoying himself.
The puppy should have been on the board.
Nah, I told you, they don't need me, buddy.
Good time.
They don't need me.
Should have joined up. Back the winners. What do we think of the team song, how they were singing off a sheet? I've had a few people sort of chip me saying, oh, do you think that Benji should have been singing with the team? I've got no problem with it.
I've got no problem with it. It's a new song too, isn't it?
Try and find something else to criticise Benji with.
I like Benji. I'm not criticising.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying in general. Like, they smoked him before a game was played. They're smoking him about his coaching technique. Mate, they just won a game. For a lot of the players, it's they haven't won many in 2 years. And for a lot of them, it's their first win. So I don't care if you read it off a chalkboard. Just learn the words. Sing it as loud as you can. I hope they got blind.
Mate, I would have been happy if Benji was doing head spins like
that. Yeah, exactly.
Coach. It wouldn't worry me if they're going to win.
Yeah, exactly right.
And look, yeah, the criticism of him, yeah, look. What's wrong with people having some family time?
Oh, mate. Honestly, like, everyone does it. Much, it's just because he's said it.
How much can you work?
Like, everyone does it. Every single coach in any code, they go home and they see their wife or their husband or their kid.
But to be fair to Bulldog, he was just posing the question.
No, 100%. When you read the article, it's very different, a lot of things, very different to the headline.
Yeah.
So you're 100% right. Yeah. But what Benji's doing, Benji probably shouldn't have said it. But what Benji's doing is what every single one of us does. Go to work, work your backside off. A lot of the time when you're starting, you work overtime. Mm. That's part and parcel of whatever you're trying to have success with. And then you go home and you see your family.
Yeah, no, I've got no issue with that. I think if you've got a great balance, it works out for everyone.
Yeah.
I was speaking to this to one of my colleagues, Michael Chamis, about it. He knows Ivan Cleary's routine pretty well. And they reckon that Ivan is the best at delegating out of any coach in the league. And you know, you'll find Ivan with his family off having a surf, doing what he loves to do. He knows the importance of being able to give other people roles in a club situation. And that's a skill in itself, having enough trust in people around you to say, okay, this is your gig. You do it. I trust you. And we're in this together. And I heard, I heard Benji praise Johnny Morris, his assistant, in his post-match press. We don't hear that often, sort of talking about the Tigers' defence. And I thought that was an indication that Benji can put his ego to one side and say this is a team effort in terms of obviously the playing group, but also the coaching group. And that in itself is not necessarily a common thing or an easy thing to do in a high-pressure job like coaching an NRL team.
As always, lots to discuss, and we've got a fantastic weekend of rugby league coming up. We've got tickets to give away before the news, Danny, so we'll say goodbye.
Thank you, Pop. I need your surgeon's number, please.
I'll text it through.
Thank you.